There's other things that we have to think about as well, which is obviously the cost of living crisis. You must be worried, certainly for the plight of some of the poorest in the UK, really.
Well, absolutely. Look, this is a really, really bad situation with a government that's making it worse. We all want people to have help with their fuel bills, but there's a lot more in the cost of living crisis than that. Prices are just rocketing and people don't know where to turn. And now we have seen the Prime Minister taking acts which have really turned the economy on its head, have sent the markets absolutely crazy. And the real worry is that she just doesn't know how to get us out of the mess. So whether it's people with mortgages, whether it's people paying rent, all of these are going up at an astronomical rate. Add that to the cost of fuel going up, plus, of course, food being out of proportion, they going up more than other things, and that is a really difficult time. And she has got to steady this economy and help people. And particularly, I'm worried about those who are in receipt of benefits, who are very often working all the hours they can get as well, who are not going to get potentially the full inflation-linked upgrade, which they absolutely need. That would be criminal not to do that. It really would.
First Minister hasn't had a phone call yet. I mean, this is a Prime Minister newly elected, seems to have gone into a huddle in a corner and decided to do what she wants and to hell with everyone else in a way. Are you concerned that there has been no dialogue with the First Minister?
I'm very concerned. I don't think she communicates very well with anybody. And that's an absolute a disaster, quite frankly. She needs to know what's happening across the UK. She needs to hear a Welsh perspective on things, and it should have been one of her first priorities.
But do you think that somehow Wales has to get a bigger slice? How are we going to get the bigger slice of that money? We are sort of at the behest of Westminster at the moment, and it doesn't look like, any sort of rosy future for Wales.
I think what we've got to separate out is what the UK can do as the UK and what the Tory Party is doing. Now, what is wrong in Westminster at the moment is the way that the Tory Party is absolutely trashing our economy under Liz Truss. This is an absolute disgrace. The point is, if we have the right decisions in Westminster, if we have the sort of leadership that Keir Starmer and the Labour Party would give, that could be a really beneficial partnership for Wales, and we could benefit enormously working together, using our Commonwealth, and making sure that all the things that we can do better together, like tackling climate change, we do, but that we also recognise how much of that income going in the southeast of England is actually earned on the backs of people working in factories in Wales, and make sure that we then get our fair share back.
She may not last long given the sort of speculation and the pattern of behaviour. If there were to be an election and Labour were to be elected, I mean, would we see complete reversals? Would we see a kind of an instant fix? Or do you accept that it really is quite difficult times and that might be, quite an ask as well?
I think the important thing is the principle on which we work, which is about getting greater equality in society, not letting the rich get richer and the poor get poorer, but trying to make sure that everybody gets a fair share of the cake and that people who are working all the hours that they can get a decent wage and the right as well to negotiate through trade unions.
Would you be in support of people taking that action to strike nurses, doctors, teachers?
I think the point is that there does need to be proper negotiation, trade unions need to be respected, and there needs to be a realistic appraisal of what 12 years of austerity has already done. There was no fat, and that is the problem this government has created, that now when we're facing a real crisis, because people have been restrained in their pay for 12 years, they are now desperately in need of upgrading their pay in order to just cover the basics.
Many thanks for speaking to us.